Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jody McDonald!
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
One tower here on the fan. I get it. On the weekends, it isn't as strict a time limit as it is Monday to Friday. But noon is lunch hour, right? I can call it lunch hour just the same. Jody Mac taking you through lunch in another hour plus on top of that before Chris Moore comes in later on this afternoon here on The Fan. Been baseball dominant. I do want to make a basketball point or two. I haven't had a chance to comment on this Nick image manager, brand manager who made a fool of himself on national TV this week. Just tell you, they haven't cleaned it up over at Madison Square Garden just yet. We'll see if Leon Rose can do that. But R.J. Barrett did play pretty well in the Future Stars game. Young Stars, whatever they call that freshman and sophomore game they have on Friday night of All-Star Weekend. So I promise we'll get some hoops in over the next 2 hours. But we're sticking with baseball for now because we had our Met guest, Anthony DeComo, on from the east coast of Florida. Now we go over to the west coast of Florida. Eric Boland covers the Yankees day in and day out for Newsday. He's good enough to give us a couple minutes here today. How's the weather over there in the Tampa area, Eric?
And Jody Mack, when I was talking to your producer, Pete, a moment ago, he asked me a similar question. I said there was a bit of a cold front coming through Tampa right now. It's sunny and 73 degrees.
Oh.
And he had informed me that it's 18 there, so I guess we'll just leave it at that. I don't want to taunt the fine people of New York or you.
I asked. I'm taking it upon myself and putting my listeners to it too. And oh, by the way, it's pretty windy out there, so the real feel is down in single digits. Just so
The wind chill here is, I think, 70.
Okay, yeah. It's make sure you take a jacket with you when you leave today for the ballpark. Is anybody talking about Yankee baseball and Yankee camp, or is still everybody talking about the Astros scandal?
I mean, I think it's starting to move on a little bit, but, you know, position players are going to be here on Monday, and so there'll be a fresh wash through, if you will, of the topic, I'm sure. And then it'll kind of die out, but then it's going to flare up again, you know, when the Astros have their first their first game of the season at Minute Maid Park. You know, that'll be a story for you know, obviously they'll be treated well by the home fans, but then the Astros will have their first road trip and their first experience to road fans, and then it'll be certain cities where it's a bigger story than others where the Astros go. And you know, I think players, because they've been so outspoken about it, is to a degree that is kind of surprising, and I know within the Players Association it's actually become a concern. But I just don't think it's going to truly die out, because as much as people sometimes want to blame the media for certain things, and I'm at the forefront of that on some issues that the media push, the players want to talk about this. They are loaded for bear and more than willing to unload on this topic, and it's not just one of the narratives that's out there is that, oh, it's just sour grapes from the Yankees and the Dodgers. Well, anybody who believes that just isn't paying attention, because you're seeing it from just about every camp. I would say actually every camp.
I would agree with that wholeheartedly. You did say something there that I want you to expound on, that there is some concern within the players' union with the volume and the overall willingness to discuss this from the players. What do you mean by concern within the players' union?
Well, the concern is look, you usually have almost 100% of the time players close ranks and defend each other over any issue that's going on. And the rarity here is that, you have, in other words, you know, the Major League Baseball Players Union has always, you hear the word solidarity, going back to the 70s and Marvin Miller, and it's been the strongest pro sports union forever.
Yeah.
And it's because the players do, when crisis occurs, they do generally close ranks and support each other. That's not happening here. You have players teeing off on other players, for lack of a better phrase, player-on-player crime, to the degree where you have players actually making threats. We've seen this come out of some camps saying, you know, yeah, player Houston Astros guys are going to get hit. They're going to get thrown at this year, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a concern, and it's something that I would expect, and I don't know this to be true, but when Tony Clark, the executive director of the Players Union, you know, he makes a trip to every camp every spring, and they have closed clubhouse meetings where they talk about whatever issues are going on, I can guarantee you this is going to be topic, maybe not number one, but close to number one, that Clark addresses.
If the players are going to self-police themselves, more power to them, and I'd be glad to hear it. But that does not relieve Rob Manfred of the responsibility of taking a strong stance here, specifically because, at least in this reporter's opinion, he went light on the players when it came to punishment. How strong a stance does baseball take in there can't be retaliation here? You've said what you've said. Some of you probably stepped over the line, but there'll be no ramifications for you for putting your feelings out there. But if you take it to another level and there's action and guys are throwing inside and Astro batters are going to be hit, there's going to be even harsher repercussions. How much does he need to be in front of this?
Jody, I think that's a fascinating question, and I'm not sure that Rob Manfred and Major League Baseball know the answer to that, because isn't it going to be interesting the first time, and it's going to happen probably sooner rather than later, the first time that a pitcher throws at a Houston Astro, and then that player, that pitcher, gets suspended. You don't think that the players in that clubhouse of whatever team it's on and that pitcher, whichever pitcher it turns out to be, isn't going to say the following or some form of the following? So basically, the Houston Astros tainted the entire sport with their rampant cheating, and not one player got suspended. I'm going to serve a longer suspension than any Houston Astros player who was involved in sullying the sport.
Right, but they were forewarned. That's the difference. That's the problem. That's
no,
the issue.
Oh, no, absolutely. I'm not defending anything. I'm just telling you that's what's going to come out of whichever team's clubhouse and whichever pitcher's mouth that does that the first time, the first player that gets suspended for throwing at somebody.
That's why I think Manfred not only has to do this, there's an argument to be made to do it behind closed doors, that they're trying to get this off the front page, the back page, and every other sports page in between. The more the commissioner comes out and is outspoken, it's only going to linger and last longer. But I think he has to. Because you're right, there will be the immediate defense mechanism of, wait a minute, I'm suspended and none of these guys got suspended? What are you talking about? He has to put all his cards on the table before the season ever starts if he truly wants to head this off at the pass.
Jody, one of the biggest miscalculations that took place in this entire situation was Major League Baseball and Rob Manfred, who ultimately authored that report that came out last month, them underestimating the degree of player anger out there over the entire situation and the overall belief. And this is industry-wide. I have, since this came out in January, I've been, you know, texting with not only people with the Yankees, but with organizations in the American League, National League, and from a cross-section of different teams. Not one of those executives, team officials, et cetera, believes that the Astros were adequately punished for what happened. And one guy put it in these terms, and I thought that this was a brilliant way to put it, is that if you polled every single owner in Major League Baseball, all 30 of them, and said, you're guaranteed to win the World Series this year if you do the following. Pay $5 million to Major League Baseball. Tell us that you're going to fire your manager and general manager at the end of the year, and you're going to lose a couple of draft picks. All 30 owners would sign up on the spot for that because, you know what? Everyone's expendable. I'm expendable. You're expendable. Players are expendable. You see them come and go, managers, general managers, et cetera. Everyone's expendable. You don't think every owner wouldn't sign on the dotted line for that? So basically, the Astros keep their title, and what I just laid out is what it cost them. Really, in the grand scheme of things, not all that costly when you look at what the benefits are from winning a World Series title. And you saw how indignant the Astros owner was and some of the Astros players the other day at that joke of a press conference. they don't believe that they have anything to apologize for from a standpoint of winning that World Series. As Jim Crane said, you know, we won that World Series and, you know, proved to me that it had some kind of an impact, our cheating, even though, of course, he didn't say cheating. He said we broke the rules.
Right. Yeah, very, very well worded by Jim Crane. He had some missteps verbally in his handling of it the other day. But I did like that little tap dance that he did. Eric Bolin, Newsday baseball writer, our guest here on The Fan. Speaking of price to pay, and this is way down the road, but it just popped up in the conversation we're having today about the players not paying any price right now. Eric, I'm assuming you have a Hall of Fame vote?
I do, yes.
Right. And you have the way that you handle Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens. I won't ask you to if you
I'll
want to
tell
us, you can.
No. Those votes are public. They should all be public. I'll just leave it at that. I vote for all the steroid guys, and I won't go into – we could have the conversation at another date to go more deep into it. But
right.
Basically, my perspective on that is, well, if Major League Baseball and the Players Union didn't care at the time, then who am I to be the moral arbiter on something like that? And, oh, by the way, we only know a very small, infinitesimal – amount of guys who actually were users, and so therefore, you know, if we take all the estimates, which is that probably 50% of the sport, and that might be at the lower end, was using during the steroid era, however you want to define those years, you know, how do you measure, you know, if Alex Rodriguez hit 300 home runs while he was on the juice, let's say, but he hit 300 of them against pitchers that were also juicing, how do you adjudicate that?
Okay. All right.
You know, and that's something that never gets talked about.
You and I could do a half an hour on it, but we won't do it here. But knowing that that's your stance, will you completely disregard Alex Bregman and George Springer and Jose Altuve if you're still lucky enough to be doing this 15, 17, 18 years from now and say, yeah, they cheated, but I don't know who else wasn't cheating in the American. Maybe the Yankees were cheating. Maybe the Royals were just so bad that even though they cheated, they couldn't win more than 75 games. How do you look at them for Hall of Fame status down the line?
I think it's too early to say because we don't know how those careers are going to end up. You know, if those guys all fall off the face of the earth, so to speak, in terms of their statistics, and you can draw a very clear distinction where Jose Altuve, when he was involved in this illegal science stealing, was an MVP caliber player, and then after the Astros were caught, you know, he never hit more than he never had more than a 600 OPS and never hit above 250 the rest of his career, then, I mean, his numbers aren't even going to be worth talking about anyway, and why would you vote for him? So, you know, that's an extreme example, but I just think you have to see these are all relatively young players still. I think that you just have to wait and see how their careers end up. I think it's too early in their careers to make that determination. But I will, and I don't know if this was a follow-up question or not, and there's a lot of gray area involved here, as I think we've seen in the last week with Carlos Beltran's involvement. I absolutely will vote for Carlos Beltran when he comes up to Cooperstown.
Okay. Yeah. You and I are on the exact opposite sides of that coin.
Jody, we absolutely need to do a segment on
okay. I wouldn't have voted for Beltran even without the scandal. I don't think he's quite of Hall of Fame level, but another discussion.
That's fair.
Eric Bolin here with us on The Fan. All right. Yankee pitchers have been in. A couple have already thrown. You are going to take your evaluation from what you are told by those who are paid to evaluate it, but you're paid to evaluate it too. Anybody open your eyes so far?
Oh, I'm not even going to answer that question just because, you know, we've been here 2.5 days and all we've seen is guys throw bullpens. I watched Garrett Cole throw a couple of them, and, you know, ball looks like it's hitting the catcher's glove pretty hard. You get that distinctive pop that we all like to hear. But guys that throw 85 create a pop in the glove, too. So, you know, look, Jody, you've been covering the sport a long time, watching the sport a long time. Spring training is important for only one thing in terms of the results, and it's who gets hurt and who doesn't get hurt, and do you get through the spring healthy as an organization? The results don't matter, the games don't matter, the stats don't matter, only for guys who are in position battles, because obviously they have to be judged on something. But by and large, you know, this stuff, you just get through healthy. That's what every team will tell you. I will say the Yankees have, you know, a collection of what it appears to be some good young arms that fans have been hearing about for a number of years, and those guys are now starting to push their way into the discussion. You know, prospects like David Garcia and Michael King are in camp. Luis Gill, Luis Medina is here. You know, there are some guys that have been in various rankings of top pitching prospects for a few years now are all in camp, and that Nick Nelson's another one. And there's several more. You know, it is an impressive collection of young arms. But in terms of anything standing out to this point, no, I'm not. That's above my pay grade. I'm not in the bullpen, you know, breaking things down with cameras and et cetera, et cetera. If I saw the game like a pitching coach, I'd be a pitching coach.
Fair enough. Last question, and again, purely speculative because they haven't even shown up yet, so who's to say what player is at what level? But just best guess scenario, knowing the players and knowing the way the Yankees handled their players, how many games will Gio Urshela start at third base this year? How many will Andujar start at third base this year?
I mean, assuming health for both guys, Urshela will be the, you know, he'll be the guy at third base the vast majority of the time. So I would say if he's healthy, I would say
130, 135.
And Andujar, I'll say, you know, again, assuming that the health, it would allow Urshela to play as many as I just said. I think he'll move around a little bit, so I'll say 15.
Third base, DH, first base.
Maybe some in the outfield.
Any chance? Yeah, I'm hearing rumblings. They're going to give him an outfielder's glove. Do you think, from what you've seen from him athletically, he could make that transition and be okay out there?
I think so. I mean, I think he's, you know, he's one of those guys who's just a top-flight athlete. And we saw that last year, by the way, with one of their other prospects the Yankees brought up. Remember, they had the glut of outfield injuries, and they had Thairo Estrada, who's a natural shortstop and moved around in the infield a little bit, but was purely an infielder. And they were so desperate, they started him in left field in a game in San Francisco last year and a few games after that. And he performed quite well out there. He was perfectly fine. So and first and foremost, he's a smart kid and a terrific athlete. And you hear the same things, obviously, about Miguel Andujar. So I don't think it's their preference to have him in the outfield. But if they were in a pinch, you know, we haven't seen enough of it, obviously, in the spring to say for sure. But I think he would be able to be at least adequate out there.
And although we found out today that Eric Bowen and I don't agree on everything, one thing we will both agree on is one of the two of us may use sunscreen today. It will not be me. Eric, good stuff. Appreciate you coming on board. Thanks, bud. We'll talk well before you get north. Thanks for coming on today.
Always enjoy talking to you, Jody Mack. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure. Eric Boland from Newsday here with us on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.